Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. 5 on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to another 5 on the Floor post-game edition. I come to you regretfully after the Miami Heat lose 113-92. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Pardon my voice, a little under the weather, but pushing through. Not as under weather as Miami was tonight. Or maybe Jimmy Butler was, but we're going to talk about that in a second. Brian Fonseca joins me. Tonight's floor plan, Major Passons does as well. We are going to dive into this matchup where the Miami Heat just basically got outclassed, if we're just going to be straight about it. And we're going to go through the game of the night and the play of the night and do all that fun stuff. But I'm going to start here. First off, you got to get hooked up with our Discord off the floor. That's where you're going to get all of your best Miami Heat conversation, your most up-to-date news, stats, analysis, everything you need in one place. Join it on Discord. It's $2.99 on your desktop, $3.99 from your Apple device, off the floor. It's in the link of the description of this episode. Check it out, off the floor. That's our new Discord server. Check that out. Here's the second thing. Whatever the hell happened with Jimmy Butler today is not okay to me. As a fan, it looked like he was like miss shoot around. Figure you're letting him sleep in. The vets sometimes get to miss shoot around. He and Udonis have routinely miss shoot around and been excused from certain situations like that. Tonight he comes out and doesn't play. And this is a crucial game against a team that they can beat, but is pretty evenly matched to a degree, but much less evenly matched without Jimmy Butler. And it's starting to get disappointing getting it going into these games over and over again, where you see that you just don't have a full team. I remember fans being upset about Dwayne and how many games he played or didn't play. And now, boy, would we love to have 70 games out of some of these guys. So I'm not going to shout from this hilltop for too long, but I do just want to say that it's a disappointing situation where Jimmy Butler is not available today when he looked pretty damn available yesterday when he was doing activities, chilling, watching tennis, stuff like that. So I'm gonna start there. That's just my interpretation of that situation. As we dive into this game, Brian, I'll let you kick us off. Your initial thoughts on the Warriors Heat matchup, Jimmy not being available. And then we'll dive into Major's takes as well as Gamer of the Night.
You want to guess who the worst team in the NBA is as a home underdog this season?
The Phoenix Suns. No.
The Heat as a home underdog this season are 0-9. They have not won a single game this year as a home underdog. They were plus two, before Jimmy Butler was out. And that line obviously grew. And they didn't cover. They've only covered one time this year as a home underdog. The fourth quarter update, They were outscored by 11 today in the fourth quarter. That puts them at 32-39-1, I believe. And that puts them at minus 111 points in the fourth quarter. Now, it's been better since February 4th. They're still in that positive since February 4th. They're plus 15. They're hanging on. But that was like plus 35, plus 40 before recent events occurred. You mentioned games played, Greg. So Bam's at 60, and this is out of now 72 because this team just dropped to 39-33. We can talk about the standings because I think that's the most important thing here that we should probably be focused on. So Bam's missed 12. Okay, he still might get to 70 if he plays the rest of the games. Maybe he gets in the high 60s, whatever. But Bam plays durability, not generally an issue with him. The only year he got hurt was after another shortened off season, and he participated in the Olympics, and everyone on that Olympic team basically got hurt going back the rest of the year. So Duncan Robinson and Jaime Jaquez have played the most games on the team this season. Duncan Robinson has missed some games. He's still at 63, and presumably he'll be back at some point. We'll see.
We hope.
Heywood Highsmith is going to be at 56 now. Caleb Martin is going to be at 55 now. And you just sort of look at all these different numbers and guys are missing 15, 20. Jimmy's at 50. Okay. So he's missed his 22nd game of the season this year, which means if he plays the rest of the games, which we probably would bet that he won't, he gets a 60, right?
Gross.
Kevin Love, 47. Josh Richardson, 43. Kyle Lowry, 37. Still has the ninth most on this team this season.
Unbelievable.
Tyler Hero, 36. Nikola Jovic, 36. So a lot of not really injuries. A lot of that's, you know, just he jerked around in and out of the rotation. And, yeah, the availability, I mean, I don't know where they are. And I thought that after the Pelicans game, not the last one, the one over there, I thought they would go on a little bit of a run after that. They didn't. And every time I feel like this team, like you want to throw dirt on them, they find a way to bounce back because that's what they do. They're resilient. But then every time you feel like they're going to go on a run, they don't. So it's like, are we just running things back from last season? What's going to happen in the playoffs? I have no idea. By the way, want to guess who has the second remaining easiest statistical strength of schedule left this season? It's the Miami Heat. You want to know who has the easiest schedule left? It's the Detroit Pistons. They're the easy team for everybody else. So that shouldn't even, right? All this to say, like, they've had majority of the time post-All-Star break, third easiest schedule, the fourth, second, whatever. It's jumped around there, and they still haven't taken advantage of it. So I don't know. I'm not counting this team out, as I've said, because they've made me look stupid before. They've made everybody look stupid before, and they do that every year. But right now, I mean, I have no idea what to do with this team.
I think that's how we all feel. And now they're what, tied in the standings with Philadelphia, 39-33. And we'll see how that shakes out for them. If they can get out of the play-in, there's still an opportunity. I think that game at Indiana will be huge. But just kind of honing back in on tonight, Major, they started out the game in the first half and they played well. I mean, it looked like that this was going to be a competitive game. And then things got away from them. 32-20, they were outscored in the third quarter. And then they followed that up being outscored 28-17, as Brian alluded to earlier in the fourth. So, like, this was a complete meltdown. 37 points in the second half is just unacceptable. 92 for the game. The offense fell off a cliff, which I guess you can expect with no Jimmy, no Duncan, no Tyler. Is there anything they could have done differently? What the hell happened between the first half and the second? Your thoughts on the game so far?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the biggest thing was they just stopped playing the same philosophy that they were playing in the first half. I feel like I've said this now the past two games I've been on the podcast of, hey, play through Bam. He's been your best player. It's working. That's what's keeping you in the game. And then you just stop. And it makes no sense to me. It's not like the Warriors did anything different to stop it. It was off-ball movement stopped. They stopped giving the ball to Bam. It was just whoever happened to have the ball on the first or second pass would just then try to take their man one-on-one, spin into traffic numerous times. It was just bad basketball. Like, it was going away from simply what was working. It wasn't being taken away. Like, that's a difference. Like, defenses are trying to take things away, and that happens, and then you got to find a way to react. But you can't take away your own offense. And that's the frustrating part about the Heat, is they do that. They hinder themselves more than the defense hinders them. And yes, I know they're missing arguably their three most important offensive players, at least three of the top four. And I know that, you know, obviously you're not going to be as good without those players. And even Kevin Love, he's actually surprisingly very important to the offense. For sure. So there's a good, strong argument that it's four of your top five. But you have to find a way. Like, it was working. Like, you're finding a way to grind out the game. And it felt like the previous years of where you just found a way to stick in this game that you're not supposed to be in, without your star player and with a lot of injuries, and you just find a way to win. And then it's just, it's almost like they believe that at halftime or something. To Brian's point, like, they've made us look stupid. Like, I'm the guy that can never give up on the Heat, right? Like, everyone's like, you got to give up, and I can't.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But the difference in past years was I felt like they would get healthy. This year, it's like people are just missing games randomly. And it's like Jimmy's out partying, then he's not playing. What's happening there? You know, people just getting fluke injuries. It just, it has a different feel. I'm not counting them out. I'm not worried about them when they're all playing. I still think they can be a really good team and find their stride, make a deep playoff run. But are they going to get there? That's kind of the frustrating part with me. It's you get excited for a game, and then there's always some game time decision that never goes how it's supposed to be. And then it just, they find a way to compete for a little bit, and then like, okay, yeah, we can play with this team, and then just stop doing what's working. It's just frustrating for the fans. And some of it feels like the players aren't as frustrated, which then makes fans even more frustrated. Like, it's yeah, true. We get the regular season. They've shown it doesn't matter as much as playoff runs, but at least make it seem like you care for us sometimes. Not saying they don't, but surely they do care. Like, they're professional basketball players, but it's the perception of it.
Yeah. See, I've been one that very much understood this just get to the playoffs thing. But now, like, we're 10 games out, 11 games out. Like, when are we going to finally take shit seriously? And it hasn't started yet, Brian. I'm hoping that they finally can lock in here with some of the, maybe because this was a Western Conference game, they felt like it wasn't as much. But to me, every loss counts now when you're looking at that loss column, because that's really what you need to hone in on. And now them with 33 losses, and I know Indiana only has 32. So they're going to have to really, that game up in Indiana becomes paramount for this group. Let's go to the Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
So I wish that we could just blindly choose Miami Heat players, because I wanted to give it to Bam. He had a good game. I also thought that Hayward Highsmith deserves a shout out, but Klay Thompson had a throwback night, 11 of 20 from the field, 6 of 14 from 3, 28 points in 30 minutes, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Shout out to Klay. He got the start tonight, so no coming off the bench for him, which I know he's taken with mixed feelings this year. Came out, played well. I also thought Kuminga impacted the game in really strong ways, as well as Steph picked his moments. I still think that this team has a pulse, but not much of one. They seem like a kind of a little rudder, like they're going through some of the same stuff Miami is with, just trying to get whole and trying to figure out who the hell they are this late in the season. So Brian, when you look at the standings, you brought this up earlier, your ideal spot is 6, right? But when we get involved in this play-in situation, it's this one game sample. To me, that is not Miami's strength. I feel like they've been dropping ones that they should get. You were on a recent episode of, I think it was Floor's Yours, talked about the ideal spot. Reiterate what you brought up on the show there for where you think Miami's ideal landing spot is, particularly after the context of them losing tonight to the Warriors and where they sit at, 39 and 33?
The ideal spot is just avoiding the play-in altogether. That's really it. The problem you have is, and I thought this team could, you know, they could get to, this was weeks ago. It's like, oh, they can get to 5 and actually have like a decent seed or whatever. And you would think, hey, if they get to 5, which, you know, still technically is possible, but the way they've been playing, why would you bank on that? If they get to 5, it's like, oh, but they're going to play the Knicks. You might play the Knicks at 6 because they might get 3rd because the Cavs might drop. They're separated by half a game. Like, we're kind of penciling the Knicks in as the 4 seed. They can get the 3.
Yeah.
And if Miami's able to get 6, that's the team you want to face in round 1. I think you know, at this point, you just try to avoid the play-in. And this is, again, another season, second straight year, third time in the last 4 years. They've kind of made their bed, so whatever. If you're a fan of this team, you'll take what you can get at this point. But I think with the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's the playoff matchup you want of the Celtics, Bucks, Cavaliers, Knicks foursome. That's ideally who you would prefer of that group. I might even put the Bucks next or instead of the Knicks, just because like the Knicks series is going to be grimy. And typically that favors you, except that would favor that team also. I think they can beat any of those teams in a playoff series, even still, right? Even still, just because they've done it. They literally beat all of those teams except for the Cavs in a playoff series, and they would beat the Cavs in a playoff series, or they at least could if they beat all of those other teams. But they have to get healthy, healthy-ish at least. Like, you have to at least get Jimmy out there consistently and Kevin Love out there and Duncan Robinson back out there. You'd ideally get Tyler Hero out there, but, you know, we're not going to have another Tyler Hero conversation as it relates to the playoffs tonight. Like, we just don't have the time for that. But ultimately, yeah, your ideal spot at this point is just avoiding the play-in altogether. There's still a path to doing that, but you got to lap the Indiana Pacers at this point. You still could pass the Orlando Magic. I just don't think they're going to, because now I don't think the Magic are going to lose enough games. And let me tell you, you want to talk about a series that's going to be in the mud if the Knicks were able to remain at four, then playing the Orlando Magic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah. That's going to be basketball for people like me and Greg. That's what that's going to be. Taking it back to the Heat, like, yeah, you could circle the Cavs, but you might need the 5 seed to get to the Cavs because the Knicks might pass them. But we'll see. Ultimately,
they're not getting up that high. It's not happening.
Just avoid the play-in is really all you can do. If you can't, then okay, good luck against the Sixers in a one-game sample. And if you win, you face the Milwaukee Bucks.
And I'm not that worried about the facing the Milwaukee Bucks part, but Major, how do you feel about the one game sample part? Like that's what scares me about this team because we don't know what the hell we've seen from them night over night. We don't know what to expect. And we're going to go to the aggressive play of the night next. But Major, how would you feel if this team does settle into a play-in spot in that one game scenario?
Absolutely terrified. Like no other word for it. Like, they should easily beat all those other teams in the play-in, but that's also the reason why it's more terrifying. Like if it was like a play-in with like the Celtics and like better teams, I would weirdly feel more confident that they're actually going to show up, but I can just already picture it. You know, they almost did it last year. They got their, you know, stuff together with 2 minutes left.
It's true.
Season.
Shout out to Max.
They just found ways to lose these games that they shouldn't lose. And it's just terrifying to think, you know, you should beat the 76ers, but Maxey could go off. Tobias Harris is a good player. You know, you might, let's say they lose that game. Then you're either playing the Chicago Bulls or Atlanta Hawks. Should easily win both of those games. But you're playing the Hawks if they're fully healthy. They have Trae Young. I mean, I'm not Trae Young's biggest fan, but he gets hot one game. There's no stopping him. He has a good supporting cast. I think there's a lot of good players there. Chicago, they got a couple players that if they get hot, I mean, they can pour in some buckets and beat anyone in one game. Like it's one game. There's a reason why we have March Madness and it's called Madness. And then you have the NBA playoffs. That's a 7-game series. Like,
yeah,
one game basketball, anyone can beat anyone. And Miami tends to lose, at least it feels like, to teams that they should beat way more than anyone else.
It's true. I wouldn't be feeling so comfortable if they are in that one game sample, even if they have a home game, because they haven't really protected home court either. As we saw tonight against Golden State, they drop another one at home. Let's go to the aggressive play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by insurancebylynette.com at A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylynette.com. That's insurancebylynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
So I'm selfishly still going to shout out Bam Adebayo's three. He hits another one. To me, that's the play of the night because there's not much fun to take from that. Otherwise, do either of you gentlemen have another play that you want to shout out? The floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm going to selfishly plug Alondis Williams and one at the end of the game. Means absolutely nothing, but, you know, being a Sky Force guy and talking about him and covering him, I still like to see my guys, you know, show out and have good moments, even if it's in garbage time. So
I just want
to hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good call out. Shout out to Alondis for getting minutes. It's a shame that they always have to come in garbage time or, you know, in those kind of situations, but it was good to see him get some run. We still got the injury report to close, but Brian, your final thoughts on tonight's game. Do you think that this is what are your thoughts on Golden State? Let's stop there for a second. Like, this seems like a team at a crossroads. Do you think that this is a group that they're going to try to keep together? Do you think that the financial constraints makes them finally make hard decisions this summer? We talked pre-show about, you know, where Klay Thompson could end up. What are your thoughts on the Golden State Warriors as we hone in on Miami's opponent to close?
They're a team that probably, like this one, needs some regular season inning eaters to extend their window. I think Golden State, you know, They're all right. They got some young pieces. Tracy Jackson Davis, who was out tonight, is somebody who has been very good in spots. Brandon Podziemski, we got to see him a little bit. He's been good. Draymond still does some Draymond stuff, for better and worse. And Klay Thompson turned back the clock tonight. I mean, he hasn't been doing that consistently, but you know, I think Golden State, like, I don't project them as a team that's going to win the playoff series or make this deep run that people were sort of talking themselves into. I think that's over and done with. But you know, they're if they're headed for the play-in, which, you know, in all likelihood, they'll be fun in a one-game sample size. As it pertains to Miami, just a closing thought on this. I think we're going to have, whenever the offseason begins, whether it's April, whether it's May, whether it's June, whenever it begins, we're going to have like a lot of the same conversations as last year, pre-Damian Lillard and pre-Bradley Beal, because that was a thing for a little bit, about just how do you extend this window. And I just wonder, because if the playoffs do tell, then I feel like those questions are going to be answered. And I think this team needs to figure a way not to just care about the regular season, but just to have actual regular season innings eaters, guys who can get them through the regular season. Because if Jimmy's not going to be able to do that, it can't all be on Bam. You know, like, you're going to need better players. You have Terry Rozier for a whole regular season next year, assuming that you keep him beyond this year, which I think they should. And I generally don't think this is his fault.
No.
The record has it. But if you're watching the games and things of that nature, you're like, it's just, you know, it's an impossible situation when you're out there and the lineup is changing from night to night. And it's like, oh, Hawkes is here this time. Oh, shit, Nikola Jovic, you're here. Oh, Haywood Highsmith is getting rotation minutes again. And you're just like, just don't know what's going on from a night-to-night basis. So, I mean, look, I'm not going to count them out, but they need some consistency. And you got 10 games left, bro. Like, this time next month, we're already going to be in the first round of the playoffs.
And you talk about next month. Let's just finish this month. The last two games are against Portland and at Washington. Your thoughts on those two games as we finish the month of March for the Miami Heat?
You absolutely cannot lose those games. There are no really like must win games in the regular season when you can't be eliminated. But those are as close as it can be. You're playing two terrible teams. You had a very disappointing loss to the Wizards. You can't do that again. You can't lose to Portland, especially this close to the playoffs, and where fans and everyone's already starting to feel it. Way too close to the playoffs. It's happened in years past, but there was a little bit more time for the, you know, morale to recover. If you lose one, or oh my gosh, if they lose both, that would be just a hard pill to swallow. And I have a hard time even seeing this team, who has a very good ability to bounce back and not get too down. I mean, as a player, I feel like it would still be hard to keep morale up if you lose both those games. So they got to come out and, you know, make a statement, I would say. They're not the best at that unless they're playing the Cavs for whatever reason.
Right.
They have to make a statement.
Agree. And this is like where, even if Jimmy is not right, or if Kevin Love is not right, Duncan won't be back. And we'll get to the injury report here now. You got to get those games no matter what. There is no more losing to the Washingtons of the world. You got to close this out if you want to have any shot at getting it up to that six seed. Let's go to the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is, he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Injury report quickly. We thought we'd have Kevin Love back tonight. Looks like it's going to take another game. I'd expect him probably back against Portland. He's getting close. Tyler Hero, not so close, but still there's a chance he plays in April. Duncan Robinson, very quiet, and that's never a good thing, but we'll see where that goes. And Jimmy Butler, he better play in the next game. I mean, there's no reason why not. I don't know how else to put it, but I'm leaving tonight's game. My closing thoughts are I'm pretty disappointed that Jimmy Butler didn't play tonight, and also just the way that the team's disposition has been down the stretch of this season. It is not Miami Heat basketball. It is not Heat culture to be absent from the lineup. And so that's just ultimately where I stand. It's become a disconcerting season to continue to watch them over and over trot out different lineups and try to make things work. And I know everyone is just trying to do their job, but damn, can you just be available? And that's something that they're going to have to look at this offseason. And I think they need to look top to bottom about their entire philosophy as it relates to players' approach to the regular season, because this ain't it. Thank you all for joining us, Brian, Major, to our sponsors. We appreciate all the support. We will have you covered for the game against Portland, and we'll probably have an off day pod snuck in there as well. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.